Hi, Altos. Here's a recording tape of Una Tana Tokef. It's a tricky piece in terms of rhythm and of diction. A lot of little details to worry about, nothing you haven't done before and can't do again. Here we are at the top. Lisa starts. One, two, she starts. Okay, three things about that first phrase. The F of Tokef needs an extra eighth, just an eighth rest there, to make it prominent. Same thing with the T on Kedushat. And Hayom, the final syllable Yom, is two full beats with an M on the third beat. So it goes like this. Una tane tokef kedushat hayom. Okay, let's try it with the music. One, two, ooh. Tokef kedushat hayom. Try it again. One, two, go. Good, Lisa goes on. Bottom of the page, get ready for a very quiet page. Turn two, three, four. Now this is not you. The shofar call is sopranos and tenors only. Now, nice long B flat altos. Two, three, four, one, two, three, off. More shofarim. Three, you. Off. Okay, couple things there. Just so you know where your notes are. Top of 28, when you come in with the ah, Lisa's on the top, and you and the sopranos are together on the second staff, on the ah. You're the lower notes. So Lisa on the top, next note down would be the sopranos, and then you're the alto. You're on the second note down below the sopranos, just so you know. And also, the last beat of the ahs, pretty short. Ah, 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 one, two, three off. Okay, let's take it from the shofar call, top of 27. This is altos and sopranos. Okay, B flat. One, two, three, off. More shofarim. Come in, and. Off. Lisa. One, two. Okay, on the emets, the T needs its own eighth rest, so emet. Emet. Same on both emets. Okay, let's take it from the bottom of 28, Lisa's pickup to the second measure. You, emet. Let's try it again from the emets, bottom of 28. Lisa, now you, one, two. Off. Lisa. Okay, now this is a little tricky, just so you know what's going on. On the top of 30, you have more ahs. Now, you go down to the tenor lines out, to the tenor's line. That is the third staff down when you sing the ahs. It's not how it's written, but we don't have enough men to go around. So ah, ah, ah is the upper line of the tenors. Okay, that's for the alto one. The lower line of the tenors, alto two. Okay, you see those notes, they look very high. You sing them down an octave. So this is how the alto one goes. Okay, second. So, second measure on page 30. The altos together, alto 1, alto 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Rest. Off. So it's just for those two measures that you have that odd arrangement. You go down to the tenor line, there are two notes, alto 1 on top, alto 2 below it. Okay, let me put it in context. Top of the page. Okay, so we're pretending that you're tenors just for a little bit. Okay, moving on. That's very fast, especially in the first beat. Ume e lav, ume e lav, ume e lav, ume e lav. It's very quick and it's very soft, so like this. Moving on, turn the page, same thing. Okay, very, very quick. I'm glad I don't sing. I'm glad I play. It's a lot easier. So, da 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 dun 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 da dum. Soft and quick. Okay? Bottom of 30. Here we go. And one. Turn the page. Same thing. Off. One, two, three. Lisa. Now you altos. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Now, again, on the bottom of 31, you're the second staff down, you're the lower notes. Lisa on the top, second staff, sopranos on the top, altos below it. Okay? Now, on the final words, kol ada a mbo. M is really a separate syllable. Ada a mbo. Okay? So, let's take it from the bottom of 31, where you come in with your ahs. Go. Slows up a lot, just watch me and you'll be great. Okay, let's just take it again, one measure before your ahs on the bottom of 31. And. Rest. Two, three, four, five. Okay. Hope that helps. It's tricky. Go over it a couple times and you'll be just fabulous. End of the tape.